Seldom spoken of or even given credit are the many territory bands that played on the black entertainment chitlin circuit. By the late 1920s, black musicians were migrating to big cities like Chicago and New York, where work was plentiful. Although work was plentiful, many of the clubs were gangster-ran operations. Now, black jazz and its many faces spoke for its people, and the dances were modern versions of the traditional African dance ritual. African Americans were also under the consciousness of Marcus Garvey as a networking community. With many important bands emerging in the late 1920s into the 30s, this new generation of performers would help usher in the change from traditional blues into the modern aspects of jazz for its time. The orchestras of Benny Moten, Clarence Williams, Fletcher Henderson, Duke Ellington, Don Redman, Earl Father Hines, Louis Russell, Tiny Parham, with emphasis to the period that Baron Lee led the Mills Blue Rhythm Band in the mid-30s, these are just a few of the bands that would become influential on Sonny's music writing skills. For this section, we showcase the Benny Moten Orchestra performing Just Right and Tiny Parham and his musicians with Fat Man Blues from 1928, and conclude with Baron Lee and the Mills Blue Rhythm Band performing the wild and adventurous Rhythm Spasm from 1932.